How do I tell them?
How do I tell them?
How do I pay the bills?
How do I pay the bills?
I know what goes through your head when you're living with cancer. The questions, the fears, the need to know. How do I know? Because I'm living with cancer too. That's why I joined the Macmillan online community. And we can help people like you, whatever you need to ask. To join us, search Macmillan online community.
I'm Anna.
And I'm Emily, and we're the hosts of Terribly Famous, a new podcast from Wondery.
From Adele to Victoria Beckham and Lily Allen, we take you inside the drama-filled lives of our most talked-about celebrities to find out what it's like to walk in their shoes.
She means their beautiful Prada shoes.
Listen to Terribly Famous wherever you get your podcasts.
Watchword crappens, watchword crappens. Who cares what happens when there's so much that crappens?
Happens.
Hello and welcome to Watch Our Crappens, a podcast about all that crap on Bravo that we just love to talk about. I'm Ben Mandelker. Joining me today is the wonderful and absolutely perfect Mr. Ronnie Karam. How's it going, Ronnie?
Thank you. God, I can't wait till something is said that I can disagree with today.
I was going to say something else, but it's in the vault, and I promised not to keep it in the vault.
You know what? You vaulted her. You vaulted her. I vaulted her. She vaulted us. We were all vaulted. We all got vaulted.
And then we went to Valtas and SLC. We're talking about Real Housewives of Orange County, a really hilarious, petty episode, which gave us, you know, our annual Shannon Bedore meltdown. Hopefully we'll get more this season. I love when she melts down. But, you know, this was a really good Shannon meltdown. You know, had all the classic elements. She stormed out of a house. She screamed at producers. She told the camera to stop. She had outbursts. She exclaimed that she didn't want to look like a crazy person while kind of looking like a crazy person. She really did it all. It was wonderful. What a great episode.
Stop
what a great season.
Making me look crazy.
And then she would run away, and then she'd run back to the cameras again. I was like, how many times are you going to leave? She just kept running away and then running right back and screaming more at them. Dead.
It was so good. Before we get fully into that recap, in case you missed it earlier this week, we had our debut session of Crappy Hour on our Instagram, instagram.com/watchwhatcrappens. That you can follow us at Watch What Crappens. I'm at Ben Mandelker. Ronnie's at Ronnie Karam. Go follow all three of us and join us for the next one. Crappy Hour, basically, we do IG Live for an hour, and we just like talk about Bravo shit. And then we call some people up and we talk with them. It's like our show Take a Seat, except we can't call it Take a Seat anymore. So we have Crappy Hour. So come join us. It's going to be every other Monday, basically the first and the third Monday of the month, 5:30 Pacific time, which would be 8:30 on the East Coast. We had a super fun time. We are aspiring to eventually start also putting those on as podcast episodes. We just have to figure out the audio, because right now, if you actually listen to it as a podcast episode, it's out. So, yeah. It would sound like Heather Dubrow trying to speak quickly. Either way, come join us for that. And also, come join us on Patreon. We have a weekly bonus episode. We currently have a bonus episode talking about the Big Brother cast, which is really fun. And then also, you get to watch us on video, right? We're here today on video. We're on video pretty much every single day. The videos are not available to the public for a full week unless you're on Patreon. You have exclusive access on Patreon for a full week on Crappens On Demand. So that's patreon.com/watchwhatcrappens. And that's really all the fun stuff that we have to shill about at the top of this episode. Anything I left out, Ronnie? Anything you want to add? Any comments you want to make? Any declarations about life?
No, I'm good to go. Let's hit it.
Let's hit it. Shania?
Hey, girls!
So actually, this episode of Orange County opens up very quietly and mysteriously. We sort of see the camera tilt up above the landscape, and just there's silence. There's no music,
freeway
no nothing.
Traffic. They just play freeway traffic. I'm like, uh-oh.
Something happened.
Like, what happened? Did somebody's dog die? Like, what happened? But no, it's just Tamara FaceTiming Jen, which I get how that could be horrifying, honestly. Yeah. Like, just pressing okay on your FaceTime and not paying attention, and then just, like, automatically on your screen comes...
It really tests the face part of FaceTime, you know?
Yeah.
Mask time?
Can we come up with a new app called Put Your Face Away Time? Please.
So Tamara's like, so I know we set up the party the other day when we met, you know, and we get a flashback of Tamara and Jen coming up with an idea to have a party where they're going to like pull their names out of a hat. And then they're going to, whatever name you get, you dress like that person to this party.
I love this. I love this idea. I think it's such a good idea. I do not ever want to do it, but I want this to be every housewife's thing that they copy, because this shit was hilarious.
Yeah.
And Tamara, of course, is like back in her like innocent victim mode where she's like,
I just wanted to be fun, but it's been pretty intense around here, my bad.
I'm like, yeah, because of you.
You.
It's literally been because of you.
She's like, I just wanted a nice night to relax where people aren't screaming at each other. I can't wait to make people scream at each other, bitch.
Literally, that napkin did not levitate onto Jen's face. You threw it. You threw it, bitch. So, then we have a montage of Shannon's like relationship insecurities, you know, of like everything's fine. There's no problem whatsoever. That's just John Jansen sipping some booze and just smiling at me politely, waiting for me to shut up.
Are you kidding me? Are you kidding me? My relationship is over. If this is on the air today, this is over. I'm done. I'm done.
Just running through the restaurant and then running back to producers.
He's going to be furious.
Who cares? Who cares if John Jansen is furious? What's he going to do? Okay.
This
he looks like
life.
One of those fucking beanbag things that you put on a couch and like it has arms and you lay kind of back on it, or in bed, you know, like have a couch backing on your bed. What do you call those things?
Like the husbands. Yeah. Husband pillows? Yeah.
Oh God, that's probably sensitive. We shouldn't call him a husband because, you know, Shannon, that's all Shannon wants.
He's a very good boyfriend, and we haven't taken our relationship to that next level pillow. That's what it's called. It's a very private pillow. And, you know, if you talk about the pillow, you could ruin the pillow.
A pillow that allows me to lean on it as I watch Netflix, whether or not we're married. Huh.
It's a lives under the bridge pillow with his son pillow. Pillow.
So then Tamara's like,
yeah, you know, I don't want this party to be mean.
Oh, really? You don't want a party where you dress up like each other? And then fast forward, Tamara is totally mean about the way she does it, too.
Yeah.
I can't believe you're. This is like a bullying party. This is like a cruel summer party, is basically what it is. It's like a bullying party. It's like,
let's have a party where you pick who you want to bully, and then we all bully them
together.
Pretty much. Anytime Tamara says that she wants to have a party where they can just be like relaxed, it means like, let's have a party where we can make someone cry, because that's relaxing for me. Yeah. So Jen's like, yeah, we just need an easy night. Keep it light. And then we have a flashback of Vicky saying like, what are you going to do with Heather? And Shannon goes,
read between the fucking lines, motherfucker.
Which is so funny, because isn't that a Kelly Dodd line? Did I say this last week? But I think, I mean, doesn't that sound like
Shannon
a Kelly Dodd
that?
Thing?
Oh, really? Read between the lines, motherfucker.
It seems like something Kelly Dodd would say, but Shannon did say it at The Quiet Woman. You know, in that famous plate scene, I believe.
Read between these lines.
Oh, she did?
Fuck face!
I think so. I think it was part of the whole meltdown. I don't know.
I'm looking at read between these lines. On top of that, Shannon is about to have dinner with someone who just compared her to Vicky, then throw Kelly Dodd ambush into the mix.
Is that my fucking plate?
I guess okay, Julius... I guess Julius from The Quiet Woman... like dissed Kelly Dodd, because Kelly Dodd was on social media being like, well, thanks a lot. I brought a lot of people into your restaurant. Thanks, Julius. I was like, this is about as low level of a Bravo beef as we can get.
Kelly's vile words sent Shannon over the edge, and this is how we got to this.
Read between these lines.
Yeah, it is Shannon. That was an original Shannon line.
But it has a very Kelly vibe. It seems like something Kelly would do, because she'd be like, oh,
USC, University of Spoiled Children?
So Jen's like, so what are we going to name our party? And Tamara's like, you do me and I do you. And she's like, that is too perfect. That is literally the funniest thing I've ever. It's like the first time Jen has ever heard a pun. She's like, I didn't know words could be used like that.
Thank you, Tamara. That is hilarious. Thank you so much for sharing that with me, Tamara. That was such a great name, Tamara. And Eddie just passes, I'll do you, baby. She's like, yeah, I'll do you too, Eddie. Fuck yes. Dude, I'm going to do Eddie now. I'm going to go fuck him. We fuck all the time, me and Eddie.
Yeah, Sandy and her Dan and her Dan Hedaya boyfriend just come in on a roller on a skateboard. We just did each other because we're two wild kids.
So then we go to a dog park. We have this weird thread of dogs connecting us all through the next part, and then they ran out of dogs, so they're like kittens too. I don't know. I don't understand what this was.
It was tonally discordant. I noticed that too. I appreciated that. I appreciated the representation, but it really should have just been all dogs.
Yeah. I mean, yeah. I think that they were like, you know what? We've got a lot of dog footage. Let's save it for one episode. Just to make it feel special, can we do it on an episode where we only have freeway sounds at the start? So it's really dramatic. I really want to usher in these dog scenes.
The stupid, but it's probably very accurate. The freeway episode. So Heather DeBrow is like,
bucket. Isn't that what you call it on Final Cut? They throw those clips in a bucket. Just be sure to label those.
Terry, great news. They want to do a dog scene. Okay, I bought 12 dogs from some sort of pet mart, and we're going to put them in the kitchen for the afternoon, and afterwards we're going to throw them off the cliff. Okay, is that okay? All right, bye. Because all of a sudden, out of nowhere, Heather has like 4 dogs running around her kitchen. Like, where did this come from?
Of course, Heather's that kind of dog owner where they can only be in a certain room, and the room is gated off, and then there are dog crates all over the room where the dogs have to live. So she basically got dogs so that she could have a dog prison, and she won't allow the dogs to have a free, fun fucking life. It's like some weird fucking rich person power trip bullshit, you know?
Yeah.
She has to take the fun out of owning dogs. I was like, this is like Oz for dogs. The HBO Oz, like, not the Judy Garland Oz.
Or both. And she's like, okay, what's the name of that one? George, my beloved dog of 7 years. Please come to me. Come, George. Come. No, not you, Richard Marx. I didn't call you. George the dog.
I know George the stuff is standing there with a gluten-free crepe. Like, what?
Not George, you, Alfredo. Go away.
George the dog is like, my name is actually Alfredo. I can't believe she gets this one wrong.
No, Alfredo the dog hates her. He just looks at her like, fuck you. Oh, wow, what, I'm supposed to run to you because I'm in the cage? You know?
Thanks for the treat that you're not going to give me.
Yeah. So it's like, really, George?
Alfredo the dog. I mean, George the dog. Instead of giving you a treat, I've given you a free pass to Nikki's real estate seminar. Enjoy.
Are you tired? What are you, really, George? You're not going to come if you ever come for me or my family ever again.
So, by the way, did you see this Heather DeBrow eating a chicken finger for the first fucking time in her life? I can't with this person, okay?
No, wait, what are you talking about?
And also, by the way, I know the way I'm you just said full that of piss and vinegar today, and so everybody, I'm sorry. I'm actually in a very good mood, but for some reason, that translates into anger for me on the show, which anger's my kink, okay? So just get over it.
I have to say, the way you said that sounded just like Jennifer on I've Had It, and I just want to remind everyone that we were guests on the I've Had It podcast with Jennifer and Pumps.
Sounded just like Jennifer. That's funny. I naturally am that, though, right? I was like, did you create this show for me? Because this is basically our show already, but it's called Watch What Crappens. Like, what pisses you off? It's like, make a list of things that piss you off. But yeah, that was incredibly fun. So go listen to that. I've Had It with Jennifer and Pumps. Okay, so also have us on more, because that was great. And the pay was good. Oh, by the way, to anybody else who hasn't gotten paid, who's on that show?
You should start a guild with Bethany.
I'm starting a union. That's it. You know what? You want to aim at this bitch? You better not. You want to shoot at this bitch? This bee? You better not miss. All right? Because this is what's going to come for you. Unions, Andy Cohen.
All right. We'll talk about that another day.
But Heather DeBrow had a chicken finger.
Heather DeBrow last week went on Instagram and was like, everyone, I have news. It is me, Heather DeBrow, normal person. Even though I've been on television for a very long time. Here I am at a fair where I'm trying for the first time ever what is called a chicken finger.
Oh, God. She went
chicken
to the Orange County
finger.
Fair.
And she pulls up a chicken nugget. And it's like, this is the most amazing. No one believes. Why are you pretending that you were born a goddamn Rockefeller? You weren't. We've seen your mother pretending she's all snotty in a county line restaurant or wherever the fuck you
and
ate.
And please
last
have her
season.
Back. Please have her back.
Yes, I'd like to love your mother's simmering hatred of you and constant disappointment. But please, that was not your first time eating a goddamn chicken nugget, Heather. And it also doesn't, it's not doing what you think it does. It looks sad. And also, I believe Terry's cheating on you now. Ever since that chicken nugget thing, I was like, Terry is totally cheating. Because this is the kind of attention that you only get when you're really at your lowest point, you know? Like, you need people to believe you ate a chicken nugget. Like, that'll get them to stop talking about Mama Elsa, my husband, cheating on me. Okay, RIP Mama Elsa, I'm sorry. Okay,
I personally feel like he looks more like Vladimir Putin these days, but that's okay.
Vlad's at least kind of hot. I think Vladimir is hot. Have you seen the painting of Vladimir on the
that
bear?
He commissioned?
Yes.
On the bear, which one, season two? Because I have
it's
not
like
watched season
corner,
two.
Corner, I said. I say corner. Nobody listen. This is why we get batter all over floor. What kind of restaurant? What kind of restaurant
who wants,
is this?
Who wants Italian beef sandwich? Far inferior to Russian beef sandwich.
I have wonderful restaurant. Now I can make what? Corned beef hash? This is what I make? I'm 5-star.
I annex this restaurant. It's now Russia.
Okay.
You actually
finish.
Meant a real bear. You didn't mean there. I thought you were saying that they had on season two someone put up a picture of Putin on the bear. But you're saying there's a painting.
No, but
of Putin.
The ratings would shoot through the roof because I believe that everybody thinks Vladimir Putin's hot. Is he evil? Sure. Do I want him to be toppled? Of course. Is he completely is a daddy? Yes. And there's a painting of him on a bear. Look it up right now. Look
okay. Because I've seen the shirtless photo of him.
Putin on bear.
Putin on bear. I do like to think if Putin were on the bear, this is what a storyline is. I am evil dictator. I want to come and learn how to make cakes. Oh, it's been an episode. I make beautiful cakes now because that's how the bear works. Okay.
Please let Putin be on the bear one day.
Cogner. Yeah, Putin on the bear.
Behind. This is. So Snopes, the first thing on Google is Snopes, and it says, no, Putin doesn't ride bears. Okay, but if you press images, you can see what I mean. You see all these images
of
Putin
like
riding.
A little upset.
I mean, how hot is this? This is fucking hot. Can use this as the episode art today? Yes or no? Do you think we'll lose
yes.
listeners?
Everyone's getting an exclusive look into Ronnie's vault, which is that he kind of has a thing for Putin.
I think it's hot. That's all. You know, not mentally.
No,
I think
that
mentally.
Like, especially as like a world leader, I mean, he's a terrible, terrible person doing terrible things.
Of course.
He has a pretty good body. He's no Justin Trudeau, though. I mean.
Justin Trudeau. No, I don't like him. He's a wuss.
Are you serious? You think Putin is hotter than Trudeau?
Trudeau is a total wuss to me. This is Putin on a bear, everybody who's on Crappins on Demand. You can see it on the video.
This doesn't make Putin. You think Putin's a wuss too? Are you kidding me?
Putin's on a bear, sir. Putin's on a bear.
I could find a Photoshop of Justin Trudeau on a bear. In fact, I will commission someone.
Really?
Justin Trudeau.
No, Justin Trudeau's just like, I just think he's like too pretty. And then didn't he do an interview where his eyebrow fell off? Like he's wearing falsy eyebrows. Like, I can't with that. Come on. I can't respect your eyebrows. I can't respect you, sir. That's it. I'm not saying he's not a good leader. Again, by the way, all of you who are getting furious in your car, this is not about actual leadership or good people. This is fuckable people, okay? And we're homosexuals. I grew up in a time that you didn't even have to know anybody's name until you'd been dating for a couple of months, okay? So this is not, I've probably fucked millions of terrible people. You know, what do I care?
You know what? I'm going to see your Vladimir Putin riding a bear, and I am going to up it.
I dare you.
Okay? I'm going to up it with a Justin Trudeau riding a moose.
A moose? Oh,
mooses are dangerous. Don't fuck with a moose.
You're trying to have Putin on a bear compete with pretty boy falsy eyebrow on Bullwinkle.
You know,
really?
I don't like your support of toxic masculinity. I think that Trudeau is classically sexier, and he stands for better things. Dope. And I like, well, I mean, the bear is definitely Bear's a little sexier than Moose. I'll give you that.
Okay, Bear's,
it is outwardly sexier.
You know something that really does the opposite of giving me boners? Snopes. Because every time I think I found something boner worthy, I Google it and Snopes is like, no, Putin doesn't ride bears. So now I'm on Snopes now. And claim, a video shows a false eyebrow falling off the face of Canadian Prime Minister. Rating miscaptioned. This meeting of world leaders at G7 in June 2018, blah, blah, blah. It appeared that his eyebrow fell off. The clip received a surprising amount of online coverage. I saw it many times. Other bits of evidence. Okay. Although this clip appears to be genuine, it does not show Justin's eyebrows falling off his face. The video was taken during a joint news conference. Okay. So what? Is it or not? His eyebrows may look strange, but the phenomenon appears to be the result of lighting, not follicular fakery. So did it fall off or not?
I've just
opened up more questions.
I'm now, of course, going down a hole where I'm looking at the hottest heads of state. Don't see Angela Merkel on here, unfortunately.
Angela. I think we've overstayed our Google welcome. Let's go back to the show. I think it's set.
The point is that whoever Terry DeBrow looks like, it's not Terry DeBrow.
Commercials. Here comes one right now.
Hi, I'm Lindsey Graham, the host of Wondery's podcast, American Scandal. We bring to life some of the biggest controversies in U.S. history, events that have shaped who we are as a country and that continue to define the American experience. American Scandal tells marquee stories about American politics, like the break-in at the Watergate Hotel, an event that led to the downfall of a president, and raised questions about the future of American democracy. We go behind the scenes looking at devastating financial crimes, like the fraud committed at Enron and Bernie Madoff's Ponzi scheme. And we tell stories of complicated public figures like Edward Snowden and Monica Lewinsky, people who found themselves thrust into the spotlight and who spurred debates about the future of the country. Follow American Scandal wherever you get your podcasts. You can listen ad-free on the Amazon Music or Wondery app.
So, dogs.
Yes. So, dogs. Okay, let's go back to this dog thread. So, Heather has her weird... Oh, no, not back to dogs. Back to something else totally unimportant. Heather DeBrow's chicken finger. Okay, so then she posted this. I just saw this on Reddit. So, hi Reddit. Hi, Bravo, Real Housewives. Love you. It says, Heather DeBrow, Instagram versus reality. 4 exclamation points. Would you believe me if I told you I am still dreaming of this chicken finger from Idaho last month? Or should I say chicken tender? ? The official name is still up for debate, but in case you missed it, I tried a chicken tender for the first time in Idaho, and I loved it so much! ! I'm like, who are you? Since when do you even type like this? And she's got emojis all over the place. And she says, I got so lots of messages that many of you were shocked that I was a tender virgin. Laughy face, thinking face, mind blown face, shrug emoji. So, in honor of fried food and the OC Fair being in town, what else have I been missing? ? What should I try next? ? Hashtag let's talk. Oh my God, jump into the fireside. That's my suggestion.
I wish I could have seen Heather DeBrow walking around the OC Fair trying to be one with the people, because I've been to the OC Fair and that is not a Heather DeBrow friendly location. That is, I just imagine her walking around like Annabelle Sciorra in like Twister, trying to be like down with the Twister chasers and just not fitting in whatsoever.
Yeah, she's trying really hard. And I think her assistant's writing this because Heather DeBrow would never be using all those exclamation points and emojis. I just don't buy it. I don't know what she's trying to sell, but I'm not buying it. I do know what you're trying to sell. HD, okay? No, I ain't buying it. Who's paying for that? If you're paying to watch HD on Fireside, could you please comment and defend yourself before I sue you? Because I will. So for disturbing the peace, my inner peace. Okay, dogs.
Yeah, so we see Archie jumping, like Shannon's trying to get Archie to jump in the pool. I think she did not throw a tennis ball in the pool because otherwise he obviously would have been in there. Archie just looking like, what am I supposed to chase? I don't see a tennis ball, so this doesn't make any sense to me. And then we see Fisker getting a bath.
No,
and then we go.
Oh, you missed this whole thing. You missed what the whole scene was about. It's Archie's birthday party. And there's multiple doodles there. There's like six doodles. Not doodles. I know.
Someone's there. Yeah. Well, I saw just lots of pale dogs. I didn't know that they were all necessarily golden retrievers. I thought some were like a lab.
It turns out Archie is kind of racist. He's breedist. He will only invite his own breed over for his birthday, which is pretty fucking weird. I've never really seen that at a dog thing, and I really don't want to hit on Archie or Shannon, frankly. Shannon has a rough episode, but it was disturbing. I'm just going to say that. And then another dog got a ball because, you know, Goldens are all crackheads. It's like having a bunch of crackheads around one glass pipe and like trying to keep that thing from breaking. You know what I mean? So she's like, that dog stole your ball. I will not do this. I will not stop. That other dog stole Archie's ball. I'm not crazy.
I don't know what everyone is talking about the ball. Okay. Like me, you know, Archie did not want to have the ball. And I don't know why we're talking that he had to have the ball. And does he sometimes have issues with the ball that paralyze him? Yes. But that does not mean that he has any problems overall with the ball. So I don't know why this is a discussion right now.
Archie is totally normal. He just occasionally has problems with the ball
that paralyze him.
And then we see Fisker getting a bath, which is about as uninteresting as you can imagine. And then you have Jen, and she's gathered around her children, Everly and Beverly and Severly and Gaverly. And they're just tending to a bunch of little kittens. And John.
And they've got all these kittens, and they're naming them and keeping them. So good luck over there. I don't know how Jen has any time to put on makeup or come do this show. That I'm very confused about how she's on this show, and that's it. I'm confused about how she's on this show. Like, she doesn't have a husband over there helping her. What's happening over there? Someone call child services just to see.
Yeah. So now we go to Tamara and Eddie. They're bringing up some sort of display up a staircase to their new office, or it's their old office for their CBD company. And so Eddie's just like complaining, because that's what he does. He is resting complain face. And he's just like tired of all these changes. So Tamara once again trots out this old thing.
Closing out Cut Fitness was extremely emotional for me and Eddie.
I'm like, literally, you've had 5 customers over 10 years. It's not that hard to say goodbye to your warehouse gym.
She's like, but I gotta be honest, having Eddie at home really making me crazy.
And then we see Eddie and Tamara at home, and he's like, really, honey? You're gonna keep this candy?
She's like, that's not candy, Eddie.
He's like, yeah, it is.
It's acai.
Do you know how many calories are in this, babe?
There's 45 calories in it. It's acai. Well, shut your fucking mouth, Eddie. God damn it, I hate you, Eddie. Fuck you, Eddie.
See, I hear meat all day. I hear him chewing. It drives me nuts. It just builds up and builds up, and I'll have to karate chop you in the Adam's apple.
She said, I hear meat all day, right?
Yeah, because he's eating protein. It's got to work out, babe.
That's so funny. I hear meat all day. So she's like, do you want to do something else in the fitness department, Eddie? What are you going to do to that? And he's like, babe, I'll be able to figure it out. Hold on, a frown smile that he has. I'll be able to figure it out once I can just relax my mind and think. You've been fucking training one person every week at a gym. Your mind has had time to be open, okay? You need to think harder. There's literally no better place to have been thinking than in a gym all day.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, if your gym is closing down because people aren't coming in, that means you've had a lot of time to do nothing. So think about your next step while you're waiting for people to step in to your gym. So Tamara's like, well, I just want him out of my hair. I just want to go to the fucking office because I don't care what he does over there. Jack off, I don't care. Just get out of my face. So she's telling Eddie about this party coming up, and she's going to be dressed as Heather Dubrow. And she's like, I can walk in like all snitty. And I'll be like, you shouldn't be doing that, bitch. And you're up here, I'm up here, and you're down there, bitch. I'm like, that's Kelly Ben Simone. So you get that all. Like, you can't even do your party right.
Yeah, but it's pretty funny that she's just throwing this party to come for Heather. Like, she knows how to read a room, and she knows how annoyed everybody was with Heather by the end of last season. And so she's like, that's it. I'm coming for Heather. Yeah. I'm going to get the Three Amigos back on this show, and I'm going to take down Heather Dubrow. Dun, dun, dun. So then we go to Rogers Gardens, which we've been to before, I believe, with Heather Dubrow, haven't we? Isn't this sad?
Rogers
We've been
Gardens.
Here a couple of times. We also Maybe. Came here with Tamara and Shannon. Remember when Tamara and Shannon came here? And that was that when they first had the fight about Tamara's like,
I listen to all of your problems, Specs, but you never listen to mine. Do you even know what's going on in my life? I've had to listen to chicken being chomped on for 12 hours this week. I'm going to kill everybody in my household, bitch.
Shannon's like, well, I would love to listen to you, but unfortunately, David is leaving me.
Yeah, Rogers Garden has been the summit for many important Orange County scenes. So Gina is now walking around the nursery trying to find clients, I guess. And Heather walks in like, oh, look at this poor person garden. This is nice. Oh, wow. Is it already pumpkin time? Wow. It's not even October. How funny. I will get a pumpkin for my Lantern of Jacks. That should be great fun. So
I just have to point out that Gina is wearing the Eileen Davidson denim jumpsuit and a fanny pack. I just have to point that out.
I also just like to point out that Gina is wearing just general boredom for the audience. She's just wearing that suit again. Just another boring person on
that
screen.
Skin suit of boredom. So she's like, don't you miss fall weather? And Heather's like, oh my God, I'm from New York. Oh my God, I'm from New York too. We should be friends. Oh my God, we totally should. New Yorkers always stick together. I love New York. Yeah, I need to get something for Jim for that party. She's like, oh, as a New Yorker, let me say, are we dressing like each other for this party? Are we going to do that? And she's like, yeah. Do you think it's weird that she's hosting with Jen, New Yorker? She's like, yes, New Yorker. We are both from New York and we both think that's weird. This is crazy.
Gina's like, it doesn't make sense to me why Jen chooses to still be loyal to Tamara. Like, it's a lot to go along with this, like, rollercoaster friendship. And it's, like, literally giving me whiplash at this point. I'm like, look at all the people who are still friends with you and you turn on every single one of your friends.
Yeah, and aren't you the one who's trying to make Matt happen on national TV? So, shut up. So Gina, then, they said,
Gina, you are my friend from New York, and I'm going to tell you, New Yorker to New Yorker, when we were at the boxing place, which was much like the boxing place on Real Housewives of New York, Jen was saying, apparently Shannon's trying to dig into your relationship. Do you know about this? Would you like to be upset about it?
So we get a flashback of Jen saying at the boxing place, Shannon is kind of poking around asking someone about Gina's relationship, and I'm not really sure about that. Heather's like, but they seem good. Okay, but what does that mean? She's asking around, poking. There are a lot of things insinuated that still don't make sense by the end of this episode to me. This was one of them.
All of these women are bored. They are bored and they have nothing better to do than to be like, hey, so what's going on with that relationship? Is everything okay? Yeah, I think it's okay. Huh. Did you hear about that relationship? What about that one? Is that one okay? I think it might be okay. I'm not sure. It might not be so okay. Oh, she said that relationship might not be so okay. Well, what about your relationship? Maybe your relationship isn't so okay. Okay. Oh, I heard their relationship isn't so okay. Like, that's what they do.
I've never. Is this what married people do? Because I've never done this. Really, with my friend. I don't think my friend, and of course, I'm never in a relationship, but I don't talk about it that much with my friends. Like, oh my God, why do you care about my relationship? And I don't care about your relationship. I don't know. It's weird.
Yeah. Yeah. It's like really, I never walk around wondering, I wonder how their relationship is. Like, if I hear a piece of gossip, like, if I hear, like, oh, like, did you hear they like broke up? Like, oh, yeah. Wow. I can't believe they broke up. But other than that,
yeah, I mean, if you ever said, like, oh, I'm having trouble in my relationship, I'd be like, oh, my God, let's burn his clothes, you know? Like, how can I help? But I don't sit here and think, like, I wonder what Ben's doing in his relationship.
Yeah.
It better be okay. Is it okay? You guys, has Ben talked about his
relationship? Why are you asking about my relationship?
Yeah. Well, sorry, but, you know, you talked about a relationship one time, so maybe we should talk about your relationship.
I think that you would only be upset that someone's talking about your relationship if there's a problem in your relationship.
I think so. And also, guess what? Just track records, guys. Been watching OC since the start, and all your relationships are in trouble. Just running the numbers on this show and relationships, you're all fucked, okay? So,
yeah, like, this is the only show that actively brags about how, like, over 50% of marriages in Orange County or, like, 70% fail. Yeah. Like, they're like, proud of it. They're always like, in Orange County, 80% of marriages fail. And then the moment someone says, like, so how's your relationship? It's fine. Why are you asking? You can't, like, that's, can't believe you asked about my relationship. Everything's fine.
So then Gina's like,
yeah, you know, something's been bugging me. Because he'd expressed Emily some concerns about my relationship, you know? Like, Shannon was expressing concerns about it.
And then we see a clip of Shannon saying,
well, I don't want her to lose the relationship, but, you know, you have to picture it. Flip side, after 3 years, if he was saying to her, I'm still emotional and hung up over that lady I'm still married to. You know what I mean? I mean, does anybody really want to hear that? I don't think so.
And I think that's kind of funny for Shannon, of all people, to say, because yes. I feel like Shannon will still be in the middle of dinner and be like,
oh, well, we're not getting dessert. Okay, well, I don't know if you were trying to shame me, David, but I barely ate that salad. So,
wow, okay, well, John, thank you for bringing me here to a gastropub with a sugary dessert for my birthday. It's not like I've been down this road before with David. Thanks so much.
Thanks for bringing me to a gastropub when you know I have gastrointestinal issues that only tinctures can cure. Are there tinctures on this menu? No. Thank you, David. Thank you.
So, I mean, that's obviously why she's bringing it up, because clearly she's been clocked about this from John. So now she's like projecting her anxiety about it to, she's basically trying to say like, hey, I've been clocked about this. John got mad at me because I keep talking about David. So Gina should watch out, because that's going to happen to Gina.
That's how I read between these motherfucking lines.
And Gina's like, well, she has no problem poking around in other people's relationships, but she never talks about her own issues with you.
She changes her accent 10 times this episode. She's not poking around your relationship anymore. You've put your relationship on the table. It's the same thing you're always telling her. Like, why you keep bringing up your relationship, but nobody's about to talk about it?
Yeah,
you know?
Please. Gina, please stop sort of trying to create more fascination around your relationship that exists. It's okay to have a passing thought and be like, well, I wonder how Gina and Travis are doing. You know, considering that Gina's like a mess these days, I wonder how they're doing. It's okay to have a passing thought, but no one's inherently that interested in Gina and Travis's relationship.
Especially America. Yeah. So then...
and Travis.
We see Travis. We see a clip of Shannon, and she's like,
well, I would think, Gina, if you had a problem with me, you would reach out to me.
And then Gina going, well, what am I supposed to say?
Well, I don't know. How about, how are you doing? Are you doing okay? I don't want to overstep my boundaries.
I feel like we have such a precarious relationship, and we've had one for so long. And I really, really enjoy my friendship with Shannon over the past 6 months. And, you know, the way she sort of just quivers when I walk into a room, I enjoy that. And I just don't want to ruin anything.
Yeah. And she's like, well, why would Heather bring up Shannon and John if she doesn't want to say anything about it? I think maybe Heather has gotten herself into trouble here, and all of a sudden she wants to pump the brakes on it.
Yeah, because she told you two shit that you're going and repeating.
That's, yeah.
Heather's basically having that conversation with her, like, you're going to keep your mouth shut, right?
This entire fight drives me nuts, because the entire crux of this fight is that Shannon told Heather something in confidence, and then Heather went and told Emily and Gina in confidence, and then Emily and Gina are like, I can't believe that Heather broke Shannon's confidence, as they actively break Heather's confidence. Like, it just drives me nuts, the hypocrisy. It makes me almost not mad that Heather broke Shannon's trust, because the people who are most outraged about it are doing the exact same thing, all in the attempt to throw someone under the bus when they have done the exact same thing.
Yeah, it's so fun. So Gina's like,
yeah, you know, are our friendships at the level where we need to talk about each other's relationships and be concerned about them?
And Heather's like, how do you feel? Do you feel that you need to talk to her and to ask her? Like, Heather's the worst manipulator. She's so obvious. She's like, and do it now, right now. Do it now. Mine, go.
Okay, when I say, Alfredo, please, no chicken fingers, I don't even know what that is, then you say, Shannon, I heard your relationship is terrible. Okay.
So now Jen and not Taylor Armstrong meet up. This show, by the way, they need to work on they just have to start giving their new friend-ovs new names, because we can't have a Heather and a Taylor who are not Heather and Taylor on this show. And we have both of those. And, you know, we already went through a double Angie on SLC, and that was very difficult. So
that
now we have
blonde white lady naming. It's just OC naming. That's how people are, you know? Like, Utah has it figured out. Utah's like, we've got a lot of white blonde people here, guys. We're going to have to stop naming everybody Jennifer. Okay? So anybody have any ideas? They're like, well, let's just name them the same things, but then we'll spell them weird. Like, there's about six Everlys on my block, but, you know, mine, I'm going to spell E-V-A-H-R-L-E-E-I-G-H. They're like, perfect. Now I'm never going to be able to find a keychain for my daughter. But, you know, just to know that she'll have her own place at school.
Well, that's why I named my daughter Pontiac. Always a keychain. So then, well, it was until 2008. So then Jen and that was a commentary. Hey, guys, remember Pontiacs? We had Pontiacs growing up, I want to point out. That's probably why I went to that well. So
Jen has been allowed to bring on a friend of, even though she's brand new and could have been a friend of herself. So this is kind of a power move, right? Because they don't really know anymore, I think until the season has kind of gone on, who's going to be a main character and who's a friend of. Like, Taylor could have been a main character, right? So this is a power move by coming on and being a friend of, possibly, and then bringing on another friend of. Because you're kind of like, I'm a main person now because I have a friend of. Anyway, she's already desperate enough that she needs backup help because everybody's been bullying her. So she needs like normal people help. Bless you, Taylor, this normal person, Taylor. You seem like a good person. I'm sure you're great. Jen's not really your friend if she comes on lets you come on TV looking like that. What are you wearing? What in the holy polyester bank teller from the 80s are you wearing to the dock on Orange County? God bless your soul. Dump Jen.
Well, Jen obviously keeps Taylor around to basically stomp on Taylor because Taylor's like, hey, good morning. Oh my God. What a morning. I woke up, I rolled out of bed and here I am. And Jen's like, oh my God, I had a jogathon this morning. And then I went to the gym. It's like, oh wow. That was I don't even know what a jogathon is. Did you participate in a competitive race with jogging? And then you went to the gym on top of that. Like the way she just like throws that at Taylor right at the beginning and then just like laughs like, ha, 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 ha. I'm just much more athletically fit and attractive than you.
Well, they kind of both do it at each other, right? Because Taylor sees her and she's like, what'd you do this morning? Sleep off some wine? I'm like, oh, that's nice. Trying to make the mother of seven look like an alcoholic. And she's like, actually, I went on a jogathon, polyester polka dots. And then I went to the gym after that. So how were those eight waffles that you had this morning? Yeah.
Commercials. Here comes one right now.
So Jen tells us, Taylor and I went to college together in this tiny town in Oklahoma. We were basically in a sorority together. I mean, she wouldn't have gotten in, but I had to give her an endorsement. And, you know, it took a few days, but I convinced all my sisters to welcome crazy Taylor into the house. And, you know, Hell Week went a little awry when she got, you know, her arm stuck in the washing machine for 3 days straight and we couldn't get her out. But then we just threw Cheetos at her face until finally a repairman was able to fix the situation. She almost died if it weren't for the Fanta that we would IV into her wrist. God bless Taylor.
I love that they're just bullying this Taylor. And then Taylor's getting her revenge by becoming friends with her and then just talking her into making terrible decisions.
Exactly.
And this scene becomes about Taylor's like, oh, okay, well, I'm glad you made time to see me again because I definitely wanted to talk to you about what happened last night. Clip of last night. Taylor is sitting with Ryan, who's in another douchey jacket. Ugh, I mean, it's like, this one has crucifixes all over it and kissy lips, which I've never really seen somebody mix Jesus and making out before. But leave it up to the guy who just accidentally sent a dick pic to Bible study to do it, you know?
Yeah, you know, like, I'm not going to say that Orange County is where fashion goes to die, but it's definitely where fashion goes to, like, fuck around in a back alley, you know?
For sure. So she's sitting with him and she's like, so I know you've been with Jen for 2 years. So where is this going, mister? And he's like, oh, well, we've been, we'll be married in 12 months. I mean, really, I can say that confidently. It's like, for me, truly, really, truly, let me be honest here. Let me be honest and just say, truly, you know what, honey, could you bring me a truly from the kitchen? I want this to be truly and really as honest as I can make it, okay? This is really, really about the timing of her divorce, honestly, really. I mean, we'd be married already, honestly.
So then Taylor's like, you know what, Jen? I think he's a total babe, and he genuinely cares about you and your kids and your new kittens, okay? I think you should go forward. You won't regret it whatsoever, and don't worry. I'm totally, totally over the time when you got me really wasted and I passed out on my bed and you put mayonnaise and bubblegum in my hair. I'm totally over it. This is not a revenge play for me.
Although it was funny last night when I was pretending to be on the couch and then you came over and then you slowly put my hand in hot water and tried to make me pee on the couch again. I mean, old things that were funny back then. Remember all the girls made fun of me? God, literally for years I couldn't make friends after that. Well, that was funny. You tried it again last night and still peed on your couch, even though I knew it was coming. So still embarrassing, but also kind of karma, don't you think?
Jen's like, yeah, I mean, you know, it was so sad because when you did pee in your pants, it really went everywhere because you just have such wide pants. So it really spreads out, you know?
So this guy's going to be great for you. So you know that guy who cheated while you were on a break and was wearing the crucifixes and kissy mouths? I definitely think you should marry him. And all the money that you're having to half now with Will, you get that quartered when Ryan takes it all in the end. I think that's going to be fun for you. God, I was glad I was here to give you advice.
Yeah, you know what's so funny? I talked to Ryan more last night than I ever talked to Will during your entire marriage, but that's only because I didn't have a chance to get a word in edgewise because Will was cursing your name so much all those years. Wow.
So it's also because she wasn't invited over, ever. You know that she's only being invited over because Jen's like, who do I know in this town who could say something nice about Ryan? Oh, God, that weird girl from college. All right, well, here's hoping she's still not addicted to polyester and polka dots. Taylor.
So Jen, basically Jen's saying, like, Jen is dragging her feet with this divorce, apparently. And she says that basically Will, since Will works for the family business, if Will's not married to her, the family doesn't see why he would have to be in the business. So she doesn't want him to lose his job. So she's given this sort of vague excuse that she doesn't want Will to be fired. I don't know. It feels like there's more to that story. Maybe there's something if Will loses his job, then he can't support the kids or something like that.
Well, yeah. I mean, that's exactly it. Well, first, yeah, if he's going to pay child support, he's going to need to do that with a job. But what fucked up kind of family is that? That's like, well, you need to stay married to him technically. Because if you're technically not married to him, we have to technically fire him, even though you've been living with a boyfriend out of town, away from him for 2 years now, or whatever it's been, a year, or whatever it's been.
Weird. We didn't even know what Jen's family business is. Did she say? Is it like
landscaping? No, that's what I was wondering too. Is she like an heiress, or does her family really depend on Will's salary? Like, does it matter that she's never going to work, or does it matter? Is it like a tire? Like, are they like a Pep Boys, or are they a Firestone Tires that sells to Pep Boys? You know what I mean?
I feel like they manufacture the little plastic tabs that close up like a bread bag. Like you get like Home Pride whole wheat bread, yeah, and you have the little plastic thing that goes on there.
I feel like a heart. Did you ever notice that the hole is shaped like a heart usually? Isn't that sweet?
That is, honestly, I don't even know why we have Valentine's cards anymore. Just take them off for real bags.
Guys.
I think our family produces those.
I think that those are a great idea. And actually, the other day I bought some new chip clips because I'm kind of addicted. And I was taking the little plastic thing off of one of those bags to put a chip clip on it. And I was like, you know what? Why don't I just use these as chip clips? Reuse, reduce, reuse, recycle. I could just keep using these. So I used it on another bag later. I kept it and it broke. And I was like, okay, well, that's why. So apparently these are not made to be reused and they should be banned, even though they're in the shape of hearts.
Well, every heart can get broken. So now, Taylor's giving Jen a pep talk, like basically, like, you know, doing some sort of psychological debriefing of like, oh, maybe you don't want to, maybe you don't want to get this, have this divorce go, because then Ryan's going to want to like get married right away. And it turns out that she's afraid that once Ryan's married, he will see himself as locked down. And then once he's locked down, he's going to want to cheat. To which I say, sounds like you should dump him. Sounds like if that like seems like way too real of a trajectory, sounds like dump him. Sounds like it's done. It's over.
Yes. Yeah, because she was like, you know, I'm just wondering, like, Ryan's doing so well right now because he feels free. And if he feels trapped, he's going to leave. But listen, let me guarantee you one thing that's always going to make you feel trapped at some point. Life. Okay? Because life sucks. And you do feel trapped all the time because you literally are trapped, okay? You're trapped in a mortgage. You're trapped in a relationship. You're trapped under bills. You're trapped under
it's like a heart-shaped plastic binding.
Chip clips that just are guilting you into being reused over and over again, or you're a terrible person.
Yeah. Everyone gets trapped. So then Jen is like, then Jen is trying to really convince herself because she goes, I just feel like Ryan and I operate so well right now, and like, I'm so happy. And then Taylor just hugs her, like, "Oh, you poor thing. I guess I won after all." Okay.
And Taylor's like, "What the heck, girl? What's wrong with you? He loves you. He loves the kids. You should totally do this. Red flags. Am I kidding? Oh my God. Put him on the bed. Use him as sheets and fuck him. Fuck the shit out of that hunk on those red flags. That's what I say. Just, he's great. I mean,
he is like a living dream as opposed to a living nightmare that was 4 years in our college, thanks to you."
And so Taylor hugs her and she's like, "You're going to be just fine." I think. Can we get me a better dress? Because we're supposed to be best friends. Like, you let me come on TV like this. My ass cheeks are literally sweating through this polyester.
The doctors say I'm only allowed to wear this material ever since you injected me with Fanta in college. So just the reaction.
I drove all the way
has.
From Sierra Madre to film this scene. Wait, what was the Chula Vista? What was the neighborhood you said was?
Mission Viejo.
They I drove like all the Mission way from Viejo. Mission Viejo to film this.
They don't like Mission Viejo on Laguna Beach. Like, ugh, Mission Viejo. And then they really don't like Mission Viejo down there. I've asked locals.
So, you know what we don't like up here? Gina. Okay, so I'm not mom shaming, okay? Because I know that's the thing where people are like, don't mom shame.
When he says, by the way, when Ronnie says up here, he means on the surface of the earth as opposed to down below where the mole people are, where she's embraced.
The core of the earth, the core people.
People who live above the crust of the earth, above the mantle, they don't like Gina.
Now, I read this term mom shaming a lot, and I'm against mom shaming. I think that you shouldn't shame other moms unless it's your own mom. Your own mother, I think you should totally be able to shame your own mother because that's a rite of childhood. So do it, everybody. I'm not stopping. So my point is, I'm not mom shaming Gina with this, but I am kind of financial planning shaming because, Gina, you live in a 1.5 bedroom with Travis and 6 children. And you're paying for glam?
Like, well, you come also on, get dude. What you... I mean, is she really paying or is she just, you know, turning in a Groupon? Because, you know, a good deal is a good deal, right?
I guess so, because she has glam over there. And I was like, you know, like the Erica Jane private jet. I got private jets. You know, I'm a rich husband. I'm worth $150 million, bitch. Like that, okay. But you're Gina. Like, well, get your kids some decent pasta sauce before you start.
So I am very much on the record that I can't stand glam squads and the glamification. In this case, I was okay with it because they literally had to get into character. Also, OC glam squads are funny because they're so low rent. It's like the painters from TV's Bloopers and Practical Jokes come on with their mops and their and their brooms and they attack someone's face. That's so true. It's kind of like comical to me.
Yeah, it is. And this could have been, I mean, this could have just been someone off the street. I don't even remember seeing their face. Also, they did a horrible job because Gina didn't look like anybody.
You know, you know what's funny? I didn't think she looked like any of the Real Housewives. I actually thought she looked a lot like Heather McDonald.
That's who she looked like, Heather right? McDonald. She looked exactly like her.
Heather McDonald
knows a lot of these people. You know, she knows a lot of these women. She's been on the show before. Like, you've seen her in the background of episodes and stuff. And there were a couple points I was like, why haven't they let Heather McDonald speak? You know?
Yeah,
like,
it is kind of funny.
She's sitting right there. Like,
well,
why
she was just on Watch What Happens Live. They just had her as, I think she was just on as a guest the other day.
Oh, wow. That's good. Good for her. Yeah. So, yeah, I thought it was Heather McDonald, too. Who was she supposed to be?
She was supposed to be Emily.
Oh, but, funny. Oh, yeah, because she put on, like, padding. What a bitch. Okay, I'm sorry. It's not nice to call people bitch. I know better than that. I'm sorry that I did that. But who does that? That's so wrong.
Yeah. Well, I think she was trying to be voluptuous, but she didn't really fully commit to the voluptuous thing. So,
if someone came dressed as me with a fat suit on, they would be dead. I would fucking kill. I can call myself fat. You can't fucking call me fat. How dare you?
I also, for the record, I'm not saying that because she was in a fat suit, she looked like Heather McDonald. That is not what I'm saying whatsoever. I just felt like the hair. It was like,
well,
the
obviously,
face.
Yeah, Heather's.
Yeah,
like
I just want to clarify because, you know, on the internet, like, things get wild. It was just the wig.
That Heather McDonald's fat.
No.
And Emily's beautiful. Not fat either. She's just voluptuous. I'm just saying, if anyone came stuffed to dress like me, they would be suffering. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. So anyway,
look at us. We're all afraid to get in trouble for every little thing. I just called someone a bitch. You just called Heather McDonald fat. Like, we're just totally screwed.
And then I corrected it by saying, no, she's beautiful, which is also not helpful to be like, she's not fat, she's beautiful, which is so wrong also. Clear it all. She looks like Heather McDonald, and that's that. It was she had a Heather McDonald's hair. She did not.
You know what
Emily's
I think
hair.
We should do? I think that we should just end this episode now. This is too embarrassing. We're gonna get canceled. I would like to just end this by apologizing to everybody for calling a woman a bitch. I know better. I've been a lot better. That was wrong of me. Also, fuck you, Mom, just because I'm in the mom-shaming mood. I just stood up for that. Ben, you want to close with anything?
I think everyone looks beautiful.
Okay, we'll see you in part two of this Real Housewives of Orange County recap.
Bye, everyone.
Watch What Crappens would like to thank its premium sponsors.
Know Your Worth with Jason Kurth.
Ain't No Thing Like Allison King.
Ashley Savoni, she don't take no baloney.
She's not just a Sheila, she's a Daniela.
Itchels.
Aaron McNicholas, she don't miss no trickolas.
Hava Nagila Weber.
Jamie, she has no last namey.
Sipped some scotch with Jessica Trotch.
Kristen the Piston Anderson.
She's always supplying, it's Kelly Ryan.
Megan Berg, you can't have a burger without the Berg.
You're never alone with Lacey Monteleone.
Let's give a kisserino to Lisa Lino.
There ain't no problem that Sarah Salvia can't solve ya.
Ruru LaRue.
The Bay Area Betches. Betches.
And our super premium sponsors, the incredible edible Matthews sisters.
Somebody get us 10 cc's of Betsy MD.
She's not harsh, she's Jill Hirsch.
We're taking the gold with Brenda Silva. Erica 500 Days of Summers.
She's the queen bee, it's Sarah Lemke.
We love him madly, it's Kyle Pod Shadley.
Don't get salty with Christine Pepper. Let's go on a bender with Lauren Fender.
My favorite Murdo, Karen McMurdo.
Nobody holds a candle to Jamie Kendall.
Give him hell, Miss Noel.
Can't have a meal without the Emily Sides.
Let's get real with Caitlin O'Neill.
We want to hang with Liz Lang.
Shannon, out of a cannon, Anthony. Let's take off with Tamla Plain.
She ain't no shrinking Violet Kutar. We love you guys.
Hey, Prime members, you can listen to Watch What Crappens ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the Amazon Music app today. Or you can listen ad-free with Wondery Plus in Apple Podcasts. Before you go, tell us about yourself by completing a short survey at wondery.com/survey.